What makes Bob holler? What makes Bob holler? When I asked Bob, he explained this way. And he said,
well, when a little sweetie pie in a mini skirt twirls by and rolls those big blue eyes, oh, I holler. And when some pretty chick says she loves my fiddle lick, well, now then, that can do the trick. Oh, I holler.
The Self-Genius Hour of Slack. Bob?
Well, I went on down to my girlfriend's shack to see how they did hang. When I got there, her cupboard was bare. I couldn't ignite a thing. There was no shard, no bone, no twig. I brought my comic book collection.
Was about this big, yeah.
Well, frop without slack is like slack without frop. But where the hell else am I going to cop? I found my dog food collection about 5 o'clock. But all that food was stale. Thought I'd call that rip-off schmuck. Forgot he was in jail. Ended up killing a porcupine just to see if I could smoke his rhyme. Oh, frop without slack is like slack without frop. But where the hell else am I going to cop? Yeah, frop without slack is like slack without frop. But where the hell else am I going to cop? I don't know what I am going to do. I just know that this here trip ain't through. Oh, frop without slack is like slack without frop. Where the hell else am I going to cop? Oh, frop without slack is like slack without frop. But where the hell else am I going to cop? Yeah, frop without slack is like slack without frop.
Don't cop from that guy there.
Where the hell else am I going to cop?
Oh, stay away from that.
Frop without slack is like slack without frop.
Uh-huh.
But where the hell else am I going to cop?
No way.
That was Reverend Bleepo Abernathy with
Frop Without Slack.
Thank you, Reverend Bleepo Abernathy.
In digital sound now.
But it'll be slightly different for those of you who'd like to change for crying
this
out
loud. Saturday, August 12th,
about
Live Lemon, Cleveland.
Chaz, can I
I'll
ask you,
see you
one
there,
question
young
before we go
lady.
Bye-bye?
Are you been bad, ain't you?
You've been bad.
You've been bad, little girl. I'll see you there.
Oh,
Bob will see
she's
you
still
there,
be bad right there.
Little girl.
What's mm-hmm. the Heisenpecker uncertainty?
Uh-huh.
Principle?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I, was
I see you, young lady, young college what? Student. I'm in the vision. I'm seeing her. Yes. She's been bad. And she wants to. She doesn't want to be good, but she does want to be punished. Oh, honey, I've got
Chad,
a tongue lashing for you. Oh, I've got some punishment.
Once
you like
so
it
that goes
when you
strong.
Get what good. We know what you're thinking.
Feet must be
the men don't know, but the little girls understand.
And
praise Bob.
And the knees must be shaved.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, very, very, very.
Hey, you, them choir singers, they know.
Chasing to make you sweat your knees.
Brother,
of course,
you bring your wife to church this Saturday night. We don't make you. This ain't the kind of church where you have to get up 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. No, sir. This is the kind of church where you come to our church, you get drunk. You drink beer. You drink wine. You drink mixed drinks. You get drunk, buddy, at our church. And you sleep late on Sunday morning. You pick up some creature and take it home and have intense physical love with that thing. And then you wake up in the morning and you just deal with it. But praise Bob, at least his promise rang true. Bob said, have intercourse with a beautiful live girl or anything else you want.
Does that do
that's
for
what
that
he said.
Digital player right over there by your neck muscle?
Ignore the digital device.
How about that reel-to-reel player over there? The one we're going to give you in the next few hours, maybe not, maybe longer, maybe the next few years.
Do I have to say it again?
You can make love with appliances.
You can do what you called for. Anything you want. Anything you need to do. You can have long conversations.
Bob loves you.
And get lost on the beach.
And he wants to feel you up.
In your own ear.
Bob loves you, and he wants to shake your hand, mister.
Maybe tickle.
And he'd like to shake your money maker, honey. Bob's out there. Bob's real. Don't you doubt that. And that Stark Fist of Removal, it's real. It's going to remove us from the air right about now.
Bob is not the illegitimate son of Michael Jackson. Take it from me.
Of midnight's growing pale. Hey, who's on the line?
I can hear the foam coming through the other side of the line.
Ida. Ida, who?
Ida, like to say something.
You'd like to say something, then? Say it on.
Well, I just wanted to ask Stang. Okay, like, if we sell our souls to the devil, assuming we can't sell our souls, like, our souls are our own possession now?
As far as I know, right. The devil is and Bob are the only ones who will actually pay for souls.
Yeah. I have seen the devil.
But I mean, does he know, like, we can, like, buy our way out of hell?
Does the devil know
you can? That, like, extra 30
you can only
bucks,
see
that's
the
why
money
the devil hates Bob.
Well, I'm
Bob
I'm just
gives
wondering,
you the money
Bob,
that
does our
it.
Triple your money back guarantee.
I think it's a very long legal process you have to go through. You have to go through an apostate court and
sign
have
in
your
blood
removed, and then you have to stand naked in front of a large tribunal. One would, you know, it might scare you just the sheer size of it. And so, you know, before you even get down to get your reparations and repayment for being sent to hell, and you could buy your way out.
Hello.
You'd have to sue.
Hello.
In other words, you'd
You're
have to sue the
to
devil,
lecture
or
by David
not the devil incarnate, but the concept of the devil, which I guess we all have to do on a daily
that
basis.
That was actually the egg lady, who thank you so much for
actually,
that.
Actually, to tell you, I was actually contemplating that thing this very day.
Buying your way back out of hell.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's what they go to Stang for, you know.
You see, but that's not the only thing that you can do. See, what you also have to do, if you are going to sell your soul to the devil, which you should have a lawyer present when
you
sign that contract.
But how are you going to sell your soul to the devil? You have to find the devil. You got to look in your microscope.
Well, I don't know. Can
you got
to
look at
your
DNA.
You know,
on
a
devil is a tiresome
you really
collection
say, hey,
of
devil
genes.
Guy, now look, when
yes,
I die.
You have to look at your DNA, and then you see the devil. And
oh,
trace
yeah.
it back, right on back
right
to your reptilian
helix,
complex.
Horny little helixes.
Yeah,
everywhere.
The
with
little lizards
forks,
snapping
my,
the heads off of other little lizards.
Little red capes.
My intention
that's
is,
evolution,
to,
baby.
Is to root
so
out the devil.
Evolution is the devil, Chaz. You just said it in your most retarded, elucidated moment. The
what, evolution is
no.
the devil?
Or wait a minute.
Why? Because it's survival of the fittest?
Nature.
And that's
nature.
Is that somehow devilish?
That's natural law.
I'm afraid that
there's... Is natural law evil?
There's no
whoever leaves more offspring survives? Is that's evil? That's the devil?
There is no life without death. There is no pleasure without pain.
How can that be?
There's no pickle spears without mounds of potato salad. I can't see a world in such opposition. I was wrong. I'm sorry. You're right.
Is it
God?
Right hemisphere, wrong planet, Susie the floozy said, and that pretty much sums it up.
Let's play devil's advocate here. No pun intended.
You see, before you an abject figure, man.
But if the devil was DNA and evolution and natural selection, what then would God be?
Some never-ending state of sameness which somehow maybe reflected differenceness without moving or something.
Stasis.
Stasisism.
God would be...
We must all be Luciferians because we worship the light and quick movement.
That's right.
Well, see, that's all what you can't go talking about. You can't go saying, well, I know about what God's going to think about that. I know about God because I know God real well. I know what he'd think about that, and he'd agree with me, not you.
Well, maybe God was before... God. Before the Big Bang, the moment before the Big Bang, that infinitely eternal moment before the Big Bang, like that was God, and then the devil took over when the Big Bang. So the
now,
Big Bang
a,
was the devil.
There's many who subscribe to that.
The Big Bang was the devil.
Really?
How many?
And
of
the
our,
Big
like,
Bang
prophets.
Was the beginning of Satan.
That's right.
And
that's
the beginning
true.
Of all, you know, 15 billion years of... We are the legacy
Satan
of 15 billion years of
this
evolution.
Well, think of all those prophets all the way from Enosh down to
so
Enoch.
So that means then we are the devil.
Like
an atomic vibration slower than light.
You want to talk about moral
satanic.
Objectives and where do we go in our classrooms and how many times can we go there, you know?
But then what...
How many, think of like Moses being bent over a log and
but
being,
then what
you know,
is
burning
what is
bush
love then?
To death.
What is love in the universe? I think love
is
gravity.
It's a mild form of hatred.
I think love is just gravity. You know, the gravity makes the earth goes around the sun. That means the earth loves the sun. You know?
Gravity is a mild form of hatred.
Yeah.
lots of weird shit, but I gave it all up, cause it was too much work, and it didn't pay, and it was really just a big pain in the ass. Anyway, what the fuck, so now I ski and watch TV, cause that's a lot more fun and relaxing, and it's what I really want to do with my time. Art gets old when no one pays you or even understands, so what's the point? Unless I was going to do it just for me. But to tell you the truth, I'd really rather just ski and watch TV, cause that's what's a lot more fun for me. And I might as well have fun, cause that's what life's for, you know. Grab for all the gusto and all that. And I'm alive now, but someday I'll have to die. And then I'll be dead for a long time. For a long, long time. For a long, 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 long time. For fucking forever, in fact. So I might as well ski and watch TV now while I have the chance. Don't have time to waste on art. And I'm sick of torturing myself and of wondering if it's done yet. And I'm sick of hanging out with all those sleazy flakes who think they're so smart. And now that I'm free of them, I might as well just listen to the music that I grew up with. That's the only music that ever really moved me. That new stuff's just a trend. It's not real. And now I can get all those old great songs again on CD. And then I can download them all again on MP3. Cause that's the ultimate technology. Can you see? Oh, I'm so glad to be alive in this modern age. So much so that I really don't want to die. But there's not a whole lot I can do about that now, except maybe pay my $30 to the Church of the Subgenius and eat more vegetables. And I think I better marry my girlfriend, because it's such a risk nowadays, even though I'm not one of those people, so I'm probably safe, but oh, you can never be too sure. And so we'll marry so we can ski and watch TV together and feel free and happy without having to worry about art. What a pain. Glad I'm through with all that shit, god damn it. But now I've got all that I could ever really reasonably expect to ever get out of life. Anyway. What the fuck? Anyway.
So I was looking in the Book of the Subgenius, trying to find the solution to my problems, and my eyes found the verse right there on the pages. In all things, slack must come first. So why the fuck am I so pissed off right now?
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because I've been reading that book for years. And I've been reading and not intentionally memorizing, but absorbing the word of Bob. And for a decade and a half, I had completely ignored that one line. In all things, slack must come first. And that is why I am so motherfucking pissed off right now. I am pissed off for ignoring the plain and obvious truth that Bob has presented to us. But if slack must come first, then why am I still pissed off about it? Well, it's very simple, friends. Whenever I find myself starting to get pissed off, I ask myself, is there slack to be had? And there's slack to be had in being pissed off. And dear friends, praise fucking Bob, I am pissed off!
Woo!
I've decided that I am pro-nuke and that we should begin a grassroots campaign to step up both our production and use of the cleanest, highest-yield weapons the latest bleeding-edge technology can provide.
Yes! Yes!
And the need should be obvious, even to youth, for Christ, those assholes. If we can create a frag in Jar Jar that isn't even there, requiring actors to react to a stinky grip with a smiley face on a damn broomstick, if we can create satellites capable of reading the belt buckle of some gap-toothed, two-headed sperm-generating drugstore cowboy in Buttface, Arizona, if we can spend $500 million on the reconstruction of Kosovo so insane foreign bastards we never liked to begin with can work up to another inevitable ethnic cleansing, if we can create plastic orifices so lifelike that they can do everything but spread your business all over town and run up your credit card bill on a drunken Saturday afternoon spray at the goddamn mall, and if we can provide obscenely swollen paychecks to lame-ass Stepford-style sodomites so that their psychotic pampered larvae can take out a bushel full of their equally pinheaded classmates with no doubt very expensive weaponry, then we should be able to devise a pinpoint delivery system for playing the ultimate game of whack-a-mole with every jackass lackwit who's sucking up my oxygen. I have every confidence in our system's ability to use the Sharper Image as a distribution node for modest missile delivery systems that can even be targeted at the next door neighbor and his goddamn yapping dog, kids, and wife, neatly vaporizing them and their entire plastic property while leaving your hedge unruffled. I'm sure they could easily recycle old medical waste and leftover Men in Black action figures into a potent explosive with a half-life so short the kids can play in the yard an hour after the detonation. Yeehaw! Boom! No more dusty old Vermeer, pretentious Warhol, vans defaced with half-assed Michael Moorcock scenes or vomitous Todd McFarlane art. Boom!
Boom!
No more goddamn mincing boy George, howler monkey hooting Brandy, Kenny fucking Rogers, hobbity Britney Spears noise pollution, off-pitch Alanis, crap-ass cool mode DPP, insane fucking clown posse screeching, or backstreet bunghole ululations. Boom! No more Rosie O'Dyke. No more family splatters, hyper bullshit NWO fracases, testosterone ball games, sinful commercials, or loser has been colostomy hobble stars doing TV salutes to anything. Boom! No more licorice. I hate that crap. Boom! No more goddamn God, Bob, Buddha, Jesus on a pogo stick, rabbis, Robertson, popes, hell popes, dervishes, doom criers, fakirs, fakers, Falwells, imams, seers, soothsayers, stangs, prophets, fucking door-to-door missionaries, medicine men, or airport Krishnas. Hurry this, you saffron fuck, I'll torture top knot. Boom! No more Frenchmen. Boom! No more $40 gourmet Italian restaurant meals that taste like they were eaten once before they ladled it onto your plate. Boom! No more turd-gobbling, piss-spraying bosses who need to be knocked down and kicked in the cossacks until all they can do is twitch and shit themselves. Boom! And speaking of twitching and shitting yourself, no more craptastic current former or wannabe subpenius Dixcordian or fill-in-the-blank self-styled faux intellectual lizard lickers who don't know a round peg from a square hole from the pot most of them don't have the aim to piss in properly. Boom! No more racist, black radicals, rednecks, no-necks, feminists, chicken chokers, termites, F-marts, pollsters, butt-suckers, butt-kickers, techno-dweebs, tax-diddlers, former bouncers who think they're platinum turds, finger-sniffers are foaming hysterical pontificators with dingleberry-bedecked, fruity pink hats, writing shitty, sputtering little PCs through the mental health of others. Boom! No more ball-twisting student loans, ovary-rotting junk mail, or triple goddamn fucking Ed McMahon. Oh, may I have another? Yes, you may, you flatulent Tim Rectum. You can have one nuke after another until they can see your ass blowing from Pluto. Boom! No more enraging emails from commercial e-rapists telling me about how they're gonna make me rich. Fuck that. Nuke 'em! And no more Duke Nukem. In fact, triple goddamn Duke Nukem, because I paid $6 for a plastic octobrain and the goddamn fucking tentacles fell off within the first week. Nuke them twice. Boom! You all sicken me. You jest about killing the normals, but I want to nuke the Super Bowl and stack the skulls into a new Tower of Babel so high I can climb to the top and scream at God for his shitty handiwork. How dare he create us and then hinge us in the middle so we have to go through life bent over just waiting for the next big butt missile? If it weren't for that mole masturbator Jim Baker getting a load of karma right up his tootsies, I'd want to shoot the Almighty up his eternal sphincter with a cobalt 40 suppository. Boom! Now, some mewling skanks will probably blanch in horror at my proposal. These pathetic pansies see life as a precious gift instead of the planetary skin disease most of it represents. They think I'd like people better and couldn't bear to shoot them in their drooling, sucker-rimmed faces if I got a glimpse of a snapshot featuring their wretched offspring and pooting grannies. Bah! Guess what? Boom! Boom! Yeah. If I got to know them personally, I'd have to fend off their nasty breath, listen to their interminable droning stories, and scratch the rashes that inevitably develop when I'm exposed to their violently offensive normalcy. I don't care. I say nuke them until even the goddamn roaches turn to one another and say, my, it's certainly hotter here, isn't it, Chauncey? Boom! Go nukes! I'm not going to be happy until they're flying around like goddamn gnats in a rainforest. Never mind, fuck you. I say nuke you and stop wasting your tick-picking time with mere insults and guns. I want to see nukes a-poppin' in numbers that rival the number of times Richard Simmons has played Rump Rangers of the old Wild West with every bodybuilder in the tri-state area who fell asleep on the bench. Boom! 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 Go nukes! And go Speed Racer, but don't go country. At least have a little reserve. God damn you. I'm just kidding. Oh, no, I'm not! A goddamn cock-ripping, blood-dripping, baby-on-a-spit, gobble-shit, tit-splitting, leech-hurling, colon-twirling, eyeball-puncturing, old church lady punching, bone scattering, soul splattering, cat sodomizing, poodle clubbing, fuck to you all! Except for Friday, Susie, and Sister Decadence. Hi. So how you doing? Go nukes t-shirts available from me so I can build a working prototype in the backyard and use it to nuke all of your goddamn asses and it won't be a dry heat either! Praise God! Thank you very kindly. Thank you very much.
Deceiving and licking the crack of dishonest people who think like you, who want a jacuzzi and a room with a view. A wife who acts stupid and makes you feel bad if she has big tits and her teeth look right. Of course you respect her and your marriage won't flung as long as she puts out when you come home drunk. She thinks you're garbage and you think she's scum. You'll both be content if you manage to come. Promotions received when you lick the brown star just help reinforce what you think you are. It's all worth as much as a turd to me. You're a smegma on toast and that's all I can see. That don't change the truth that you're still a whore. To the worthless existence you know that you lead, fueled by the lies that you eat, sleep, and breathe. Fueled by churches and unions and such, and corporate sleazeballs can't get enough. Springsteen, football, pretzels, and beer. The problems, the commies, the Jews, and the queer. With weight machines smoothies and pills, the money you've wasted on your muscle tone would be better spent on a coffin and stone. To lay you to rest in a permanent grave, keeping what's left, which I gladly would save to pay for the funerals of assholes like you. And
praise Bob. So friends, I want you to pray. I want you to pray to yourself for slack. Don't be coming up to me or Jesus or somebody after the X Day festival after you've been raptured going, well, hell, I gave you my $30, now where's my slack? My friend, as long as you think slack is something that can be sold to you by anybody at all, you belong to the conspiracy. Because as long as slack can be bottled and sold, the conspiracy is ahead. But as long as it can't be bottled and sold, as long as they don't really know what it is that they're trying to steal away from you, my friends, as long as that's true, then Bob Dobbs can't lose. And you know Bob can't lose because he's the luckiest, luckiest goddamn saver in the world. He may not be the smartest, sure, this may be a fucked up church of the subgenius, but Bob Dobbs, he's the luckiest. He's the luckiest, and it doesn't matter if we're neurotic and broke and poor and fucked up. We're still better than them. Why? Only because of Bob and because we're so geniuses. We don't need any other excuse, none. No other explanation. That's what this religion is all about, friends. You don't need no Jesus, and you don't even need Bob. In fact, you don't need any pipe-smoking salesmen or any aliens. You can't depend on them, man. We learned from the X-Day drills building up to this time that while it's a good idea to buy your membership, you better also start building your own ship, my friends. Build your own ship or steal one. But in the meantime, we're all stuck together on this one rather large rickety spaceship as it is already. We better try as best we can not to fuck it up for good, because that's what the conspiracy will do, trying to make a buck. You know it and I know it, but only we individually know what the hell we're gonna do about it. One thing you can't do is worry about it all the goddamn time, and that's why slack is so important. All we're doing here is giving you a pep talk, friends, just trying to remind you that what it comes down to is actually three simple things. Bob, slack, and the conspiracy. There really is a conspiracy. There really is slack, and there must be a Bob, friends, or we would not be here preaching about it, would we? So friends, there is hope. That's all we're trying to tell you. I sure am glad that I didn't kill myself that one time. I've had some rough times just like anybody else. You know, Bob said to follow the path of least resistance, but killing yourself is getting off the path entirely. So, friends, if you were ever considering, sure, of course, this is a totally fucked world, and you're lucky if you can get a few moments of pure slack. But the fact that you can get those glimpses proves that it's there for you. And just keep going for it, friends, because just when... You know, Bob has a funny way of dealing with happiness and slack and stuff. You can work your ass off trying to get what your idea of happiness was. Do you think your idea of happiness is any better than Bob's idea of happiness for you? So, friends, you just, every now and then he might fuck up your plans for happiness. But that might be what we call involuntary slack. Sometimes he forces you to stop at what you were doing, and at first it seems like a disaster, and then you realize later it's the best thing that ever happened. That accident made you stop and look at what the fuck you were doing and made you realize what you really wanted to do. And the only way you can do that is to start doing it. Bob teaches magic. Yeah, we believe in magic. The first key of Bob's magic is this. I'm gonna give it to you free. Get off your ass. If you don't like what's going on, move, baby, move. Inflate, rise, get out of it. When you repent, quit your job, and slack off, the worst thing that happens is you might get a better paying job. You just remember that, friends. And the next time the conspiracy tries to make you feel like you're some kind of a fuck up, just remember, yeah, you may be, but you're not half as fucked up as they are. Oh,
That song was done by Saint Kenneth Huey and Reverend Bunny Boy. Friends, before that, we heard some preaching from Triple X Day with Einstein's Secret Orchestra in the background. And that song about On Your Grave in the Fog and the Dew was Rudy Schwartz Project. We heard Hell Pope Huey doing that boom rant. And the November 22nd Kennedy assassination thing was by Popess Lilith, who also did that pissed off rant. And anyway, the song was Little Theodore and Midnight Growing Pale, if you didn't figure that out, was by Einstein's Secret Orchestra. In the background, we are hearing Electro Slat Treatment by Lamprey Systems, and we're about to hear some Jehovah Hates Fred and some more Einstein's Secret Orchestra. So hang on, friends. In fact, I know you're going to hang on because you have to, because you love Bob.
Keep those mutilated cattle rolling. Here comes 9 zillion 200 billion more Zarkons for the alien empire.
Yeah.
And why they call them doggies? They're not doggies. That's a cow, man.
Right up in that's that, vodka. Up that saucer ramp, Bobby's. Right up, that's not a slaughterhouse door. It's a saucer ramp. Go on in that saucer. That's it. Thanks for the money. Praise Bob. Hey, Bob.
So you think you discovered the final secret, do you?
Wouldn't it be good?
I think you've got all the answers solved and all the questions well posed. Now, by the time you pick yourself up from that basement floor and screw the light bulb back in your head where you belong, it won't be long before you understand you've been mistaken.
I'm kind of a rattlesnake picking, chap scratching, cactus wiping, old Brandon Iron chuck wagon feller. I'm kind of a Marlboro man, I just say, and I like to boss them little weaklings and sissies and city boys around. That's me. I'm a subgenius minister, and I've got a whole flock of dumbass bobbies that do anything I say. And you know what? You could do the same thing. You're buddies with Bob, and all it takes to be buddies with Bob is just that membership dues, friends. So join up, Church of the Subgenius. Praise Bob.
It won't go.
So much for American-made products. This year was an advertisement for moon pants that made a cow sound, and when you press it, it makes the appropriate cow sound.
It's ladies' night here down at the farm.
No silver spur.
Don't ask too many questions. The moonlight is twanging over the post hole.
It was music divine.
Tom and Marvin, Maria and Slim, all the rest of the people down at the Double Z Ranch, all taking a nap.
Pardon
chickens, cows, the beefalo, the mighty pig, have all decided to throw a party for yours truly. And nothing's truer than this.
Let me tell you a tale of the old Spanish trail.
She was a poor casita cerda, a filthy little pig, but I love her so much. She wore red shoes.
Everybody says she would make very good jamon, but I think maybe we're gonna fall in love sometime.
So we talked of a June honeymoon on the old Spanish trail.
Yeah.
But then I started getting a little bit hungrier. And we're still about 4 hours from the mission.
Because
that's where we gotta go. Because that's the nearest place.
Slack. Ah, yes, dear friends. Einstein's Secret Orchestra on the radio. ESO Swamp Radio. Broadcast originally from WCSB in Cleveland. New home of the Hour of Slack. Though not of the Church of the Subgenius, which is still at Cleveland Heights, Ohio, where you can learn more about the Bob if you will just write to the number I'm about to give for free information. That's post office box 18417 Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Once again, that's box 18417 Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. www.subgenius.com. Thank you. Chaz Smith and Lonesome Cowboy Dave from Swamp Radio.
Well, what kind of cheap psychedelic tricks are these? Is this supposed to convert these poor innocent sheep to the word of Bob? Cheap tricks? What if J.R. Bob Dobbs walked through that airlock right now? What would he think? These silly tricks displaying his image, his graven image, like some idolatrous statue with the worshippers bending down before it. Bob would say, hell no, what's wrong with you people? You're acting like a bunch of religious nuts. What are you doing in this little dome? You should be out there running through them fields, partying, living it up. Hell, this is Starwood, baby. The world ends tomorrow, and you may die. do. Either live by it just as if this was the last day of it, or as if it was never ever going to end. Because if you go to Threaten, who was it? It was the great, our great forefather, Ken Kesey of the Merry Pranksters, who said, "The only sin is threatening." Yes. Is fretting, and of course it's hard not to fret and worry in this miserable world. Well, it ain't so miserable, actually, if you quit reading the newspaper. That's what I did, friends. As strange as this may seem, there was a time not even a year ago that I was a news junkie, just like so many others. I get up every morning and read every bit of the newspaper front to back. Even the obituaries where I was starting to see my friends' names. And friends, I quit reading the news. It's been a year since us, and whenever you're in the what guy, there'll be some news on the TV or some newspaper headline. And by God, it's exactly the same as it was the month before. And it's the same as it was the year before. And it's always the same damn game. Keeping you distracted from your own business. God almighty, just listen to my friends. There's enough bad news to fill a whole lifetime. So I decided I can't do a goddamn thing about all those poor, wretched people in those countries starving and fighting, or the poor, wretched people in my own country. There's nothing I can do immediately except to keep my own sanity and keep a handle on some slack. Because friends, if you don't have slack, you sure as hell cannot share it. And once you do have slack, you've got enough to go around, because there's no end to real slack. Real slack, friends. But once again, this ain't the kind of religion that's going to even give you the slightest vestige of a hint as to what real slack might mean to you, because it's up to you. It's always going to be a deal between you and J.R. Bob Dobbs, or Tommy Dobbs, if that's who you talk to late at night. You know, we all do it. Either Bob or Connie, you gotta serve somebody. Ah, yes, dear friends. Or your cat dog, Rover. Dave has tasted the wine and the maggots of the universe, and he was not offended by it. For he knew he had to rise above it all.
Bidding starts at a quarter.
Yeah, bidding starts at a quarter.
A mere quarter. Do I hear a quarter? Do I hear a quarter?
We got a song.
We got a quarter.
What's your song, sir?
What's my song?
Yes. What's your word? Give me a word. Give me a word.
Word.
Just a word?
Just a word. Any word.
Sausage.
Sausage. Sausage. Lord, I love my sausage. It's brown and fatty. Unlike some like guy named Maddie 2 years ago who we had the misfortune to meet. Maddie liked sausage, and Maddie liked a lot of other things. And he also liked to make trouble. He often talked about his sausage to anyone who'd give him a chance to listen. And then Maddie took out his sausage, started waving it around, got down with the ground. But he was a jerk. He just waved that thing, that nasty brown sausage had put him in a sling. Didn't like the way that he acted. Always asking questions. Such as, you know, you guys aren't really all that abnormal. nothing but sit around. Then he whipped out his sausage.
Woo-hoo!
And we pummeled him to the ground.
Thud.
Maddie, where have you gone?
Where have you gone?
Far away. Now my song is gone.
Thank you. That was sausage.
The asphalt shimmers like blackened streams, and all about I feel and smell and sense your presence near. The lines are drawn the wrong direction, and I am aware no words in books here have a look. There's something in the air, and measurements of time, a crumbling climb for Jaguar night and white gear. Living in jungles of radio waves, never now or ever or yesterday. And just now, and the road becomes gold for Jaguar night and white deer. No words in books here, have a look. There's something in the air, and measurements of time are crumbling climb. Jaguar night and white deer. Not yet. Living in jungles of radio waves, I never now, no never, no yesterday. And just now in the air, where black becomes clear for Jaguar night and white deer. No words in books here, I will look. There's something in the air, and measurements of time are crumble and climb for Jaguar night and white deer. and why dare? Oh, Jack, why night and why dare? Oh, Jack, why night and why dare? Oh, Jack, why night and why dare? Wild night. Thank you.
Yes, friends, and that was Einstein's Secret Orchestra. This is our slot number 1049, but it's a rerun of our slot 758 from the year of 2000. Praise God, and stay tuned.